It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. And it's time once again for our Weekend Arts Planner, so break out your calendar. We are joined by WNYC's culture and arts editor, Steve Smith. Good to see you again.
Good morning, David.
So, Steve, to begin, you have a big evening planned for us in Central Park tomorrow, and this is all free, right?
That's exactly right. Now, normally we do try to give everybody lots of lead time before sending you out to see something. But today, yes, I'm going to tell you about something happening tomorrow night at Central Park Summer Stage. It's a triple bill of groundbreaking black artists representing new strands in creative jazz and pop. And frankly, it's just killer. Let's hear a little bit of the headlining act. This is Sons of Kemet.
Sets us up for an interesting evening right off the bat here.
Totally does. Sons of Kemet is a British quartet led by Shabaka Hutchings. He plays saxophone along with a tuba player and two drummers. It's one of a number...
Wait, so the lineup is saxophone, tuba, and two drummers.
That's correct. And this is one of a number of different bands that Hutchings leads. And on its latest album, Black to the Future, the group plays with a handful of guest stars. Sons of Kemet mix jazz improvisation with African and Caribbean beats and a decided political slant. And, get this, press reports are saying that this is the last U.S. tour for Sons of Kemet, at least in its present configuration. So you definitely want to take this chance to see them. And the occasion is an even bigger deal because it has two more really, really big, important, significant artists, Chicago drummer and composer Micaiah McRaven and Brooklyn singer and multi-instrumentalist Lorraine. These are two of the most talked-about artists in contemporary music, jazz, and otherwise. It's all happening at Central Park Summer Stage tomorrow night, free of charge, starting at 6 p.m.
Yeah, and you're saying take a chance and check it out, and it's a great way to take a chance because it's free.
Absolutely. You can't lose.
You can't lose, and that's happening tomorrow. How about something for the week ahead?
Right on. So next weekend at Lincoln Center, the MacArthur Genius Award-winning choreographer Kyle Abraham is opening a series of performances that really should prove to be pretty extraordinary. Now, just to preface this, a lot of what Lincoln Center has been doing with its programming all summer long is dedicated to the idea of not just marking what we've lost during the pandemic, but also celebrating what we have as we start to come back together after isolation. And those are the ideas that are kind of being expressed through all of Kyle Abraham's performances.
Hmm.
So first up is a program that's literally called Reunions. Seven-star alumni of his dance company, which is called AIM by Kyle Abraham, are presenting new pieces of their own design. That's happening on August 6th and 7th, so Saturday and Sunday night, on Lincoln Center's Hearst Plaza, and those programs are free. That sets up a second program called Requiem, Fire in the Air of the Earth. This is a major new evening-length dance by Abraham in its New York City premiere. The music is based on Mozart's well-known Requiem, which is a mass for the dead, but here it's been reworked by the amazing electronic musician Jaylin to sound something like this.
Yes, doesn't sound at all like Mozart.
No, not very much, although the thread is there, and so is the tie to the somber idea of what a Requiem is about. But this particular dance is very much about the joy of reuniting and simply being alive. It's happening in the Rose Theater at Jazz at Lincoln Center August 11th, 12th, and 13th. And tickets are available on a choose what you pay basis. That means they're not likely to last. A lot of these choose what you pay events have sold out well in advance. So definitely you want to plan ahead.
Okay, that is a great heads up to what sounds like a fascinating evening of dance. And can we finish wrapping up today with a little bit more music, Steve? Maybe something else from a performer that's going to be at tomorrow night's concert at Central Park Summer Stage?
Absolutely. We mentioned Micaiah McRaven before, and this is a taste of one of his latest tracks. This is Seventh String, which is on an album that's coming out later this fall.
Steve Smith is WNYC's culture and arts editor. And for more information about anything that we talked about just now, go to WNYC.org. Thanks again, Steve.
Thank you, David.